We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in particular concentrating on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, adopt in yourself the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ إِذْ أُلَّهَ أَوِذْ أُرْرَحْمَانِ أَيَّامٍ تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah, or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. Today we'll look at the quality of an-nafi', and this is one who confers benefit. Let's look at a Quranic reference. Although the name in itself is not mentioned in the Quran as an attribute, let's look at the connotation of the name, and we can see in Surah An-Nisa, which is Surah number 4, Ayah 79, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَثَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَثَابَكَ مِنْ صَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ الشَّهِيدًا. Whatever benefit that comes to you, O human being, is from Allah, and whatever misfortune befalls you, then it is from yourself. And we have sent you, O Messenger, to humankind as a messenger, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. See, an-nafi' is the source of all benefit and goodness for the life in this world and for the hereafter. It is he who grants good health. It is an-nafi' who grants wealth, happiness, authority, guidance and righteousness. It is an-nafi' who enables his creatures to receive the benefits he creates for them. It is he who facilitates the path which leads to him for those who aspire to tread it. It is an-nafi' who benefited the souls through his messengers, who nourish the bodies through food, who wards off disease through medicine, who keeps affliction away through his favors and goodness, and who has benefited everyone, be it human, be it jinn, be it an angel. And therefore, an-nafi' in essence is the one who confers benefit. Now the benefit that he confers is to be understood, appreciated and used. We can only be thankful for the benefit if we use it. Just saying a mere thank you does not mean that we've used this benefit. Let me read to you an anecdote that might help to understand what I'm trying to say. There was once a water carrier who owned a donkey. The donkey was bent double because he carried such heavy loads. It yearned so passionately for the day that it would die. It couldn't take its work anymore. Barley? It didn't even get its fill of dry straw. One day, the royal stable master, who knew the donkey's owner as an acquaintance, saw the donkey and felt so sorry for him. He greeted the owner and said, "Why does your donkey look so broken and so down like that?" And the man replied, "It's because of my lack of means. I can't even give him straw most days." His friend said, "Give him to me for a few days. I'll make him strong in the royal stables." So the man handed over his donkey, and his compassionate friend took it to the sultan's stables. There the donkey saw that on every side there were fine Arab horses. They were well fed. Their coats were shining. Under their feet the ground was swept and sprinkled with water. They had straw brought to them regularly, and barley was served at the proper time. It saw how the horses were groomed all the time. "Oh, most glorious Rabb," he said, lifting up its muzzle, "am I not also your creature? I can see that I'm only a donkey. But why am I so wretched and so thin, with so many sores on my back, and my stomach is always hurting with hunger, and every time I long to die. Look at these horses, they're so happy, they're so well provided for. Why do you single me out for torture and trial? Suddenly one day came the noises of war. It was time for the horses to be saddled and to go into action. When they came back from the battlefield, they were wounded by arrows on all sides. They were pierced on every side. When they came back to the stable, they collapsed and lay on their backs in the stable. Their legs were bandaged. The attendants were probing their bodies with scalpels to extract the heads of the arrows from their wounds. Immediately the donkey lifted his muzzle again. "Ya Ilahi," he said, "I am so content with being poor and preserved. You know something, I couldn't do that. Those frightful wounds, I couldn't take them." Well, I won't go on too much, but you can understand what this is trying to say. When a Nafi' gives, when he confers benefit to us, we must understand that benefit. And we must be able to use that benefit to the best of our ability. Look at the benefit of life. Look at the benefit of free will. Look at the benefit of being able to choose to be the best or to be the worst. Ibn Abbas says that I was sitting once behind Rasulullah and he said to me, "Young man, I'd like to teach you a few words of wisdom. If you safeguard your right towards Allah, He will protect you. If you remain mindful of Allah's right on you, you will find Him looking after you. If you have a plea, plead to Him. If you seek help, seek it from Him. And bear in mind that if all people gather to benefit you in anything, they will not be able to do so except in what He has already allotted for you. And if they all gather together to harm you in any way, they'll never be able to do so except if He has already decreed it on you. The ink has dried and the tablets have been removed." In other words, it is believing in an aspect of Tawheed, which is to believe that none can benefit us except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and none can cause us harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, why side with anybody else? Abd al-Nafi', therefore, is the one who sees and receives the good Allah has created, is able to be thankful for it by its usage. If you recite an-Nafi', it will relieve sadness, depression and stress. If one remembers to recite this name silently during intimacy, then you will find an increase in love.